Stop wasting time on follow-ups. 5 quick AI hacks for Florida contractors. You sent the estimate 3 days ago. Radio silence. Now it is Friday afternoon and you are debating whether to follow up again or let it go. Meanwhile, the homeowner already booked someone else because they called back first. Follow-ups are the invisible profit leak in Florida's trades businesses. You know you should do them. You know they work. But between service calls, emergency repairs, and the 100 other things screaming for attention, systematic follow-up feels like a luxury you can't afford. Here is the problem. Your competitors aren't treating it like a luxury anymore. They are automating it. And they are winning the jobs you quoted first. The good news is you don't need a computer science degree or a massive tech budget to automate your follow-up process. You need 5 practical AI hacks that work in the real world of Florida contracting. Section 1. The follow-up tax you are paying. Every quote that sits unanswered costs you money. Not just the obvious lost revenue, but the opportunity cost of time spent chasing leads who were never going to convert. In Tampa, Miami, and Orlando markets, the average trades estimate is worth $800 to $3,500 depending on the job type. Most contractors send 20 to 30 estimates per month. If your close rate is 20% without systematic follow-up, you are leaving 6 to 8 jobs on the table every month. The math is simple. One additional closed job per week at $1,200 average value equals $62,400 in annual revenue. That is the follow-up tax most small contractors are paying without realizing it. Hack number 1. Trigger-based follow-ups that run on autopilot. Stop manually tracking who opened your email or clicked your estimate link. AI systems can monitor prospect behavior in real time and automatically trigger the next message when someone shows interest. The old way was sending an estimate, adding a reminder to your phone to follow up in 3 days, forgetting to check if they opened it, and eventually calling them a week later when they had already moved on. The new way is better. The prospect opens your estimate at 9:47 p.m. on Tuesday. By 9 a.m. Wednesday, an automated message hits their inbox saying, "Saw you reviewed the HVAC proposal. Got questions about the financing options or timeline? Here's my calendar link for a quick call." The system detects email opens, link clicks, and website visits. When someone shows buying signals, it responds immediately with relevant information. No manual tracking, no spreadsheet, no, "I meant to follow up with them," guilt. This isn't about replacing personal service. It is about ensuring every interested prospect gets a timely response while you are actually running service calls that pay the bills. Hack number 2, lead scoring that tells you who is ready to buy. Not all leads are created equal. The homeowner who requested 3 estimates and ghosted everyone is different from the property manager who downloaded your case study, opened 2 emails, and called your office. AI-driven lead scoring combines multiple signals to rank prospects by likelihood to convert. The system tracks email engagement, website behavior, past interactions, and response patterns to automatically categorize leads into hot, warm, and cold buckets. The bottom line is that your AI system flags high-intent prospects and pushes them to the top of your follow-up queue. Instead of treating every inquiry the same, you focus energy on the prospects most likely to become paying customers. Hack number 3, CRM workflows that eliminate manual data entry. Your CRM should work for you, not the other way around. When a prospect schedules a site visit, downloads an estimate, or requests a callback, trigger-based workflows automatically create tasks, assign owners, and queue follow-up messages without anyone touching a keyboard. Here is what automation handles. When a prospect books a consultation, the system creates a calendar event, sends a confirmation email, and adds the contact to a follow-up sequence. If an estimate is sent but there is no response in 48 hours, an automated "just checking in" message goes out with specific project details. If a prospect clicks your pricing page, an alert is sent to your phone with contact details and engagement history. The key is connecting your scheduling software, email system, and CRM so data flows automatically. Information enters once and updates everywhere. Florida contractors using connected automation systems report a 40 to 60% reduction in administrative time. That is time you can spend on billable work instead of data entry. Hack number 4. Meeting follow-ups that write themselves. You just finished a site visit with a commercial client. They mentioned needing pricing by Friday and asked about warranty details. Now you are driving to the next job trying to remember exactly what was said while dictating notes into your phone. AI tools with natural language processing scan meeting recordings or written notes and automatically extract action items, commitments, and next steps. If the prospect says, "Send me pricing by Friday," the system captures this commitment, creates a task reminder, updates the deal stage, and can trigger an automated follow-up email. By the time you finish your day, you have a task list with due dates and automated follow-up emails queued up with zero manual transcription. Hack number 5. Multi-channel automation that meets prospects where they are. Some homeowners check email religiously. Others prefer text messages. Some will only answer a phone call. Trying to manually track preferred communication channels for over 50 active prospects is impossible. AI systems send follow-ups across email, SMS, and voice based on what works best for each prospect. The technology tracks response patterns and automatically adjusts. If someone never opens emails but always responds to texts, the system shifts to SMS for that contact. You maintain one conversation across multiple channels with unified tracking. Implementation. Start small, scale fast. You don't need to automate everything overnight. Start with one workflow that addresses your biggest pain point. For most Florida contractors, that is the estimate follow-up sequence. In week 1, set up automated follow-ups for estimates that go unreturned after 48 hours. In weeks 2 and 3, track reply rates and meetings booked. By week 4, add trigger-based workflows for prospects who open estimates but don't respond. By month 2, you can expand to multi-channel automation and lead scoring. Each automated workflow recovers time you can reinvest in revenue-generating activities, the competitive reality. Your competitors aren't waiting. HVAC companies across Tampa are cutting response times to under 5 minutes with AI triage. Plumbers in Jacksonville are automating follow-ups and never losing leads to silence. Electricians in Miami are using lead scoring to focus on high-value commercial projects. This isn't experimental technology. It is production-ready, affordable, and already deployed by trades businesses who got tired of losing winnable jobs to follow-up failures. What Baffman brings to the table. At Baffman, we specialize in autonomous process optimization for small businesses that don't have time for complexity. We build AI automation systems that handle follow-ups, qualify leads, and eliminate the administrative drag killing your margins. This isn't about flashy technology. It is about practical systems that work in real-world trades environments where you are juggling service calls and customer conversations all day. The contractor who responds first and follows up consistently wins the job. AI automation makes that possible without hiring another admin person or working 70-hour weeks. The executive takeaway? Follow-up automation recovers revenue you are currently leaving on the table. Start with one workflow, measure results, and expand as you see consistent improvement. The contractors winning in 2026 aren't working harder. They are automating smarter. Your next move is deciding whether you are going to implement these systems or keep watching faster competitors close the jobs you quoted first. The choice is yours, but the window is closing.